Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
All right, it is crossover time. That means Willard and Dibs are in the house. And Willard, real quick, I heard you talking about White Claw and with Guru, explaining what it is. And my feeling about White Claw is if I drink more than two, I feel it later on almost like heartburn.
It's funny that
But are you tipsy?
Yeah, it's funny that you caught me talking about White Claw. I don't even know if I've had one.
Okay, because you were explaining you and Grandy a High Noon, which I've never heard of.
I know somebody who has.
I've had a High Noon. I've had a Truly.
Oh, so GP too.
Like White Claw, I don't know because like it's what the kids try to hide in the closet.
Oh, okay.
So I'm just like, you're all drinking the White Claw. You do all the White Claw.
High Noon.
You know what I mean? You know me.
Dibs is a White Claw guy.
Right?
Sure.
More than I am. Yeah,
exactly. Exactly. So,
is it strong or stronger or normal as a regular beer?
It is.
I think it's
five. Depends on which beer. So if you're talking about like a Bud Light probably runs about 3% BAC.
Oh, okay.
Or AAV or ABV, whatever it is.
BABIP.
But if you get like a double IPA, that's going to be 9%. Or you get like a triple stout, might be 10.8%. So it all varies based on beverages.
Usually like a regular old beer that's not a light beer is 4 to 5.
Okay.
Right. And that's what a White Claw generally is. Yeah. It's about 5%. But Mark was talking about a Surge.
White Claw Surge.
Which is like 8%.
Oh,
so
watch out.
Oh, they've got two products now.
Multiple products.
Damn, they're growing.
It feels like I should be allowed to do this today.
There you go. Yeah.
Okay.
Sure.
Cheers.
Yeah. All right. Sure. It's like with anything else, like you can get, and back when we were kids, there was Bacardi.
There
was Bacardi 151.
151, yep.
There so when you get to the 151, that's 75% alcohol in the 151.
Yeah. We called it liquid crack.
Yeah, what
Bad
I called
Cisco.
It was my 21st birthday.
Oh, boy.
And shout out my brother, Mikey 1.0. Oh,
what did he do to you?
You know what he did to me, Steiny? Is he got me absolutely pulverized.
Oh, man.
And it was a mix of peppermint schnapps.
Oh, God.
It was schnapps early. There was Bacardi 151 involved in a drink that's called a Prairie Dog.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
It's
those are
151
hideous.
And something else, and they light it on fire.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I'm out.
So,
yeah, I don't do
Richard
fire.
Pryor.
I guess in my family, and I'm the youngest of four, and I hope you're listening, Mike, because I hate you only partly because of this. I hate you for many other reasons, but on my birthday, it was a Prairie Dog 151 on fire. Next thing you know, we're at some dance club.
Look at him.
And I am flat out on the dance floor.
Yes,
and now
sir.
The bouncer, and I can't remember his name because I was flat
in
out.
In the city?
You shouldn't remember
his
name.
No, it was in San Rafael.
Okay, gotcha.
On West Francisco Boulevard, back when that was the jump.
The rusty scuffer.
Your boy got pulled up by his haunches and
I got
go
you.
On.
Wow.
Where was Mike at that point?
Probably at the bar getting one more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before he wasn't taking care of his baby bro.
We always talk about these experiences as if they were horrible.
Yep.
There's a piece of me that hopes this for everybody. Somebody loves you if somebody is crushing you on your 21st. Everybody deserves
look
that.
Look how Willard, like you were deserve, the only one defending Draymond
dude,
yesterday.
Look
how he looks at that.
21st birthday, bachelor party, first
it's
one.
It's the thought that counts.
Like just, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
First bachelor party I had, and gosh, some of you are listening, you jerks. They came to my house, rang the doorbell as if it was like a delivery. I opened the door.
Oh, Will,
they
come on.
They pulled me out of the house, threw me in the car,
that's dope, man.
Headed for the airport to go to Vegas. No bag, no wallet,
come on, Will.
No nothing. Just a big water bottle filled with something that was absolutely awful.
I like your friends and I don't know them. That's dope.
That's, and I'm like, you guys are awful, but also like, I love you too.
No doubt.
I mean, did you ever get a bachelor party?
I didn't have one.
Like,
no.
You had the first go round.
Either one of us?
And then the second go round wasn't really
actually,
that.
Actually, yeah.
Sal didn't hook you up. Dibs didn't put nothing together.
The first go round,
like,
I didn't
it's almost
know
like
it.
Dibs got
where's
information.
Where's Dana at?
I know nothing. I know nothing about
there
this.
Was,
you're making it sound like it was so long ago.
It was long ago.
You got mad at Guru earlier for acting like you knew what Wilt Chamberlain
well,
did night to night.
Could you believe that?
I wanted to ask you, like, how did you feel when Babe Ruth got traded? So, like, did it bother you that
Mike
day?
Breen was on the call every night of Wilt Chamberlain's life.
That is amazing.
What was the question again?
The bachelor party.
Your first bachelor party.
You didn't have.
You've been married once.
We did one. It was a co-ed party. So, like, it was all of our friends.
Yeah.
A co-ed bachelor party?
Hey, Steiny, I would have passed had I been invited. What is going on in the world?
I'm a little ashamed to admit.
It was a different, it was a loosey-goosey era.
Thank you, A-Rod. Oh. My bachelor party was bachelor weekend. We went to Bodega Bay, not in at the Tides, but we rented a house, and the first night, my sister was there, my future wife was there, my brothers and all my buddies, and then after night one, they all left, but it was not a full-on bacchanalia.
Oh, yeah, do you? I mean, there's other ways to do that, but when somebody says,
I wish I would have had one.
There were things that got left on the first tee that apparently by the time I discovered them at the turn, they were half smoked up, and that's that happened.
So can I?
But yeah,
listen. Stop being mean spirited. You,
who
you.
Me?
Let no, the record Guru. Show. Okay, he's pointing to Guru.
Wow,
so,
Guru.
We didn't Guru
have
Johnson.
I didn't have a bachelor party just because there's no time to schedule it. We got married on a Sunday.
Okay,
so she had a lot of friends and I had a lot of friends in from out of town that came in Friday.
Gotcha.
So we're just like, let's just do it on Friday with everybody.
Time out, Willard. I'm calling time out.
That's your first.
Look at him.
I got questions. There was no time to schedule it. What'd you do? Propose on Wednesday?
No,
and
get
the
this.
Wedding was Saturday?
That's how mine went.
What do you mean there was no time?
That's how mine went.
What are we doing?
Shotgun.
It wasn't a big priority.
Look at
okay,
it.
For example, okay, that was time. That's a different answer.
Here it is. You ready? I didn't have any friend close enough to me that wanted to organize it.
Okay.
And I'm lazy.
That's fair.
That's
there
pretty
go,
much what
it's
fair.
I got you.
No, seriously, that's
but
exactly
was
what
time.
I'm hugging you from over here.
There was
man.
Time. How long was your engagement?
Mine was 3 days.
17 hours.
Yeah, mine was 72 hours.
7 hours. Yeah. Commercial free.
I got your engagement at 72 and 51.
At least. That would be 9 months. Yeah. At least.
I got the Giants going. 82 and 75.
Still, it's just the best thing that's ever
happened. The draw tournament's coming in July.
For example, and Dibs, hopefully he'll learn from this. I have a group of friends, five of us, all 60. We all turned 60 this year.
I love it.
Oh, yeah.
Or 2 years ago.
Yeah, I was going to say. I turned 61 this year.
They all had something. Like, Dave had a thing up in Bandon Dunes.
Yep.
And I just didn't get around to doing anything.
I got you.
Do
you
regret
it?
Yeah,
it's kind of. I do too.
I got friends who, like, same thing where, okay, like, everybody is either getting engaged at the same time, everybody turns 40.
You all
turned
50 this year.
Well, but we did one thing. I'm like, let's all meet in the middle of the year, wow, and we'll all celebrate the fact that we're turning 50 this year. There are a couple of them who haven't even turned 50 yet, but we celebrated all the way back
in
May.
That's dope, man.
If you do it separate, I watched my brother-in-law and sister do this. When you get to the eighth one, you're like, we're out of money. Wow. We're out of time.
Yep.
We're out of energy. Mm. We can't go to Napa 9 times in a year. Like, so
I love it. Do it all at once.
I get it. Yeah.
Guru, your bachelor party.
I didn't have one. I had a shot. I told people I was getting married. Yeah, right. It was on a Monday, and the wedding was Saturday. And they were like, oh, he really got married. Well, so I do regret that I didn't give my boys that chance, because that hit me, Will. I'm going to be in the car thinking about it. They knock on the door. You coming with us. You don't need nothing. I didn't give, and my boys would have did it for me.
Stole me, but threw me on a plane.
That's how fast it was. It's called a shotgun wedding.
No, for sure, and my second marriage was like that because we had a colicky, almost 3-month-old, and so I actually threw it out. I threw it out about 2 months into her being born, and whatever, we got engaged before she was born. Yeah. My wife was pregnant, my fiance, so it's like, yeah, you're going to say no? I dare you. I dare you to say no when I go down on a knee. You gonna say yes? And so by the time we got to that point, I was like, "Hey, what about me having a She's like, "No, no. Have you seen what we're dealing with?"
Okay, so wow.
That was round two.
Guru, let's do one now. Let's make up for it. Come on.
Here's the problem.
Willa, don't play with me, but I would be there.
Club.
Stop.
Yeah, you don't need to end up at the
good
club.
God.
There are different levels to this. You don't have to do it that way.
Yep.
You could just go. Have a time.
There could be a joint one with signing.
Right? Let's go to Vegas.
Well,
come
on. See that?
Now I'll drive.
You're getting to the heart of the problem.
What's the problem?
We have a buddy, Dave. He's loved.
Okay.
He said, I'm going to have a 60th birthday party. I'm going to invite all my friends on a golf trip to Gamble Sands in Washington.
Okay.
Stein, you want to go? Yeah, definitely. 8 guys in the snap of a finger. If I go, hey, guys, I'm going to have a 60th. What do you say we go to Arizona for a big golf weekend? Give me the crickets. That's what I want to avoid. See what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying.
What you're saying, but I think you're underplaying how much you're beloved.
And there you go.
Who
would do that?
We have a group of probably 50 or 60 loosey-goosey people who all golf, and you are one of the most beloved.
15 or 16.
Well,
I thought you said 50 or 60.
50 or 60. If you want to
you're going
in,
to the
like,
club. Okay.
Sherm and Daryl and like Clebbins and like all these other tertiary pieces. If you decide.
Why look at it like that?
And you don't even have to organize it. If you decided like, hey, I want to do this, and you let someone else like organize it because that's what you do. You're not the organizer, but people would show up for you, Stine.
I was in a room a week ago today where 200 people were chanting your name.
Oh, man.
None of them were friends, though.
Well, they could be if you would talk to
them.
It
was more of a patio than a room, but I'll allow
it. If you put the salad down and go shake some hands.
See, I told you, Goo.
No,
I told you the salad bothered him.
I did that.
It bothered me and Diz. We couldn't believe he ate it out.
It didn't bother me. No. I offered to answer for him as he ate, and he waved me off.
I've heard you bring it up 2 days in a row, so clearly there's something there.
Dibs,
I'm going to need you here.
Okay, because I told him point blank,
let the record reflect.
Eat whatever you want.
Dibs, I need you here.
I got you.
Let the record reflect that I only started to shovel the food into my mouth as I heard Willard set up a question.
Which can take a minute.
That's right.
It can.
A minute?
And I knew you weren't coming to me because you'd just come to me the previous segment, so you were going to go to Shasky or Spadoni. Well, so I knew I had probably 2 minutes of non-talk.
It was a good 9 bites, too.
He had his neck down.
I was drilling.
Drilling.
I'd be the last human on earth to have a problem with that. Dibs knows we've never had a commercial break where I don't eat something.
This guy is such an eater.
Is he Mikey?
He thought I was going differently. He eats probably, we have, I don't know, 8 to 10 breaks during our show. He eats in 6 to 8 of them.
So does Evan. Will.
This guy eats. And he's so damn skinny. All he does is eat.
It kind of makes you mad at him.
It makes me mad at him constantly. This guy shoveling pizza, salad, chicken, whatever, burritos.
I brought a burrito today and an orange.
Of course.
I got an orange.
to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Yeah, last thing for me, we'll get to what happened last night.
I hope it's not the last thing.
So the NFL schedule came out, last year's schedule came out, and the Dallas Cowboys play this Monday in Vegas.
Yeah.
So I got met with a bunch of friends, Stoney's met, but my Dibs and Willard. So I called and initiate. Let's take a trip and go to that Monday night game. All of them are going. Who do you think's not going? And I initiated the call. Something happened with the missus. I miss work. Can't go. And they leave Saturday, and it's just everything that I'm talking about.
Where's the game go?
Why? Monday.
Is it in Dallas?
No, in Vegas.
That was the whole
And the boss,
premise.
He was going to give me the time, but I didn't.
Why can't you go?
Some stuff happened, and now I got to be in town. Okay. Well, what happened that kept me from work this week? And they're going, and it's just like Dibs goes and for NCAA tournament. I want to be a part of that as you get older.
It sounds like you didn't. Wait, something's happened, and now you can't.
Yeah, I missed work earlier this week, right? Why did I miss work?
So why didn't you have the ticket bought?
Oh, I didn't buy the ticket.
When were you going to buy it?
It's a long story. Yeah, they got the tickets, and they had the room, and everything was done. I just needed to show up. Oh. And they leave Saturday, and I'll be here. Yeah. And I called to put it together, let's all do what you're talking about it is.
You'll
be in New Orleans.
You want me to pull a Steph Curry?
Oh.
You want me to talk to Mia?
Oh no, there's nothing you can do. Nah, you'll get cussed out.
You heard that story, right?
Steph talked to your partner?
No, Steph Curry and Danny Martinez.
No. Oh.
You never heard this story?
No. Never.
It's pretty funny. It's after their second.
And Danny Martinez is the former assistant PR guy at the Warriors who went on to Atlanta.
Yeah.
Danny Martinez is one of the ultimate good guys. Like Raymond Ritter, he's on a high pedestal. Danny Martinez is quietly right next to him.
Okay. It's
the pride of Petaluma Country
Club.
Sir.
Wow.
Really Petaluma High, I don't hold it against him. Go ahead.
Yes. So Danny Martinez is the Warriors win the title. And Danny Martinez is on the bus with Curry because they have a PR guy on all the buses.
This is the first title? First title?
Maybe the second.
I actually think it was the second. Right. And Curry's on there with Danny Martinez, and he goes, I got a spot to go up the Bandon Dunes next week. We're flying up, and there's eight of us, but a guy dropped out.
Danny, a really good golfer. Yeah. He's probably a three or a four.
So Curry goes, You want to be the eighth? And Danny goes, I'd love to, but Corinne, she's 8 months pregnant. You know, there's just no way. Hey,
there's no way.
And Curry goes, you want me to talk to her?
There's no way, man.
Dude, wait for it. This is amazing.
And Danny goes, sure, go ahead. She walks over to Corinne. She goes, we'd love to have Danny come up to Bannon with us, and we know that, you're late, but she just couldn't say no.
Because it's Steph Curry.
Yes.
And he ended up going.
He ended up going.
Wow.
Did he hire like five nannies for the week or something?
Maybe Curry set it up, but it was with Curry, his brother, Curry's dad, Danny, and a couple
Iguodala,
other guys.
Iguodala, I'm sure, was there.
I don't know. I can't remember.
That's a great story.
Do you want me to talk to her?
Yeah. I mean,
how could you imagine like Corinne saying, no, Steph, uh-uh. No.
Yes, I can.
No, he can't go with you.
I need him home.
Right.
No, I can't, but I can imagine Mia saying that to you.
No doubt.
That's true.
That I can imagine.
I'm an easy guy to say no to.
No, but you could definitely, enlist Bob Myers or, Steph Curry.
It's true.
Mia, it's Bob Myers. boy, we really need Guru here in Vegas for this Cowboy game. It's really important to us.
Or you could just let her listen to this segment.
No, it's medical stuff, so there's no...
We know.
Order's been restored with the Warriors, right?
For now.
Yeah,
sorry,
that was the standard that I held them to.
What happens if they lose tomorrow? Then order's no longer restored?
It's what happened after the game. It's not so much losing to the Thunder. It's what happened after the game with the comments that I took harsher than others. But
Wait, you're talking about after the Thunder game.
After the Thunder game.
Yeah.
So now, that was just another example of that's the recipe and formula on a good day that I think the Warriors could get to the Western Conference Finals that I shared with you guys at the summit. So if they lose tomorrow, that's expected, but just give me an effort. Give me that. That's all. So when you say, Goo, you're hurt, But it was hurt because I thought there was a crack in the vase of the brotherhood. I didn't know what was going on. Well, and I listened to you guys yesterday and the comments could have been, but dude, that was what I'm expecting. And again, they might not be able to do that more often than not, but I mean, that's what it's supposed to look like. GP2 getting the loony rebounds and kicking it back out the step.
Yeah, you're going to see
that's what I'm talking about.
You're going to see more of that. It's just a matter of how consistently.
Yeah, how often.
We're going to try to dig in with Steve here in an hour.
I can't wait. So what is that, 3 o'clock?
3 o'clock. Yeah, just kind of what happened? How does it go? Did he know Draymond was going to say something? Did he not know? What happens in Steve's world as soon as Draymond does say that?
Man.
We're not going to hide from this. The whole world that listened to this kind of came out with this Pods and Kuminga thing. And then what happened the next night,
neither of them are
in the starting lineup. One of them only made it through the first half.
Yes.
Pods made some good plays down the stretch.
29 minutes?
Whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to hide from the fact that, like, that was how everyone reacted.
Wow, man.
So, Steve, what's kind of your reaction to that?
I can't wait.
Like, it's super interesting to me. Yeah. But, yes, I'm going to keep reminding you, fan load management.
Yeah.
Just long season.
Like, I could see Draymond not playing tomorrow.
And I would understand that as opposed to saying what you said and then not playing last night.
But remember, they have a back-to-back up.
I got
upcoming,
you. But no, take tomorrow off. He's only missed one game.
It's Miami and Orlando next week.
Draymond's played 12 games already. If you need tomorrow off after what you did to Wimby, I understand. Okay.
Yeah, but pretty awesome on defense.
Call people out and then be an MIA.
Well, it's funny because I was struck by this watching the game last night where Draymond comes off the floor after his, I think he committed a foul. He might have fouled out. I don't even know. But he's like clapping it up and they have the game in hand. And he comes over to Kerr and Kerr daps him up and they both like cover their mouth. And you can see before Draymond covered it, he says, thank you. And Steve was basically saying to him, in my opinion, like, dude, you were awesome tonight. Your defense was phenomenal. Yeah, and he made a point to, like, stop Draymond and dap him up. And to me, what I read into that was not only thank you for tonight, but thank you for last night. Where,
you think so?
You know, you took my words. You took my words, and you took them out into the public, and you let people know that this is not okay, and the team responded.
Or he said, nice game. Quiet presser tonight, please.
And he said nothing, which I love.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Who knows?
He said nothing, Will. He didn't talk.
Yeah. Why would? The play did the talking.
There you go.
The play did the talking last night. That was
on defense. Yeah.
That was their best road half of the season.
Yeah.
Second half last night.
Because let's be honest, 14 points first quarter. I was like, oh boy.
I know. Yeah, they played three really good quarters. Because what was it at half? They've gotten it down to seven. Yeah,
that was with a late flurry. Like it was. That's it was.
Right. And Curry stayed out on the bench for a little bit to reflect.
Yeah, it was. He was short with his shot. they were clanking a lot of threes. I'm like, oh, we are about a bad 3 minute stretch
Dude,
away from doing
that's
it again.
How it felt.
That's how it felt.
I just feel like that's, you know, they're gonna win games like that. And there's going to be games. They're going to win games because of their smarts and guile. And they may lose games because of their lack of athleticism over the course of the season. But I really thought early in the third quarter, they had San Antonio. Just, it was like the old Warriors. They were just a step ahead. Man. Guys were going backdoor when a guy turned his head. You know, it was just, their defense was good enough. Not quite back, you know, to the standards of the old days, but they just had all the answers. They were drawing fouls.
He was texting us on the thread, and I'm like, oh, he's just signing. Oh, he's trolling. But he was meaning it.
I texted him at 19:11 and said,
they got him where they want him.
I said, they got to hang in. And then if they ratchet, but I was like, they're fine.
Yeah.
They're just, make shots.
Mark shared something on our thread, which was like, oh, cool. The Warriors are playing like S again.
Glad to see they're playing like S again. I text Bonte, oh boy, this is ugly.
I go, my ass isn't even warm yet, and you already look like crap. It's just like.
And he used the S word.
I appreciate it.
I was annoyed.
Yeah.
And then they, you know.
I mean, they got it together.
It is the kind of thing where you could say, you know, two guys really. I mean, if Moody doesn't keep them in it in the first half.
Totally.
And then if Curry doesn't do Curry, but. They both did, and then, you know, it's typical one of those games. You look down the box score, and you're like, everybody played pretty well. I thought Potts was good. Al Horford made some shots. Moody was really good. Well, Richard wasn't great, but he'll never hurt
you. He's a rookie, yeah.
He's not going to hurt you.
We're going to ask Steve what's going on with Buddy. I want to know what's going on with Buddy Hield.
To me, it's more of his body language. Yeah. He's just not as
gregarious. One of the comedy skits with him and Jimmy. I know it's early.
Well,
but is that because
a comedy skit earlier when you tried to impersonate Buddy. and you did it a few times, and I gave you a one. Then I gave you another one. And then went back to it one more time. And I'm like, that's still a one.
I'm Batman.
I thought that was comedy.
Stoddy's trying to wrap up, but can I run something by you just real quick here? When we first seen Giannis and Giannis got, and they beat Phoenix, I was thinking, man, I've never seen anything like this on the basketball court. And I said, if he were allowed to, that guy could score 100 in a game. We saw Kobe get 81. How many guys, Clay gets 60 and they sit him on the bench? I hate that. But when I watch Wimby play, and people took it out of context because my partner helped him, I just said, this dude has one of those nights. If anybody's ever to score 100 again, he can ha-ha behind the three. He can make his free throws. Yep. He can do all of the Ralph Sampson, whatever you – like, he can score 100, Dibs. And I got some – I don't think people took it the right way because Donnie kind of didn't sell it.
If you thought about who in the –
That's how it's Asian.
Thank you, Sonny. Who is most likely to score 100 in a game? Would it be him? Would it be – Jokic? Well, would it be Shea?
Interesting, because I said, well, the problem is you're asking me now, but if you asked me 5-6 years ago, I would have said Curry.
Mm. Can I remind everyone that he's 21?
Wemby?
He's 21
years old. And I thought he had a bad game last night with 8 turnovers and 21. Had 36!
So just, you know, blend that in with the conversation that we've all had for a year and a half. It feels like Jonathan Kuminga has been 22 for 2 years.
Wow, man.
But like, oh, he's 22. We can't this, that, and the other yet.
Wow.
Victor is 21 years old.
Who do you think, Steiny? Like, not that anyone's going to, but who would be most likely
probably,
to score a hundo?
Probably Jokic, although he would have no interest. I thought Giannis, but he doesn't make enough free throws.
Me too.
You know, the night Wilt got 100, he was 28 for 32 from the line. It was a flat-out anomaly. So Giannis would have to do something like that.
But Wimby, you don't rob him of that. Like, you're like, come on. The dude can go ballistic behind the line.
All three levels.
All three levels. Yeah. That's what we're
going. He should stop shooting the three as much as he does. And that's actually why he's playing better.
Whenever they face Sacramento, go ahead and pencil him in for 100. Because I heard you earlier, and your Sacramento thing was awesome.
Did you hear Doug Christie?
I heard it all.
Oh, my God.
You were phenomenal.
By the way, they're not adorable anymore.
No, they're not.
What happened?
It just like they used to be adorable.
They were enlightened to beam? What happened to all that? Mike Brown, coach of the year?
You want to talk about a party being ended by the cops.
De'Aaron Fox hurt.
You know that story.
Oh, yeah, been there. Yeah.
He called the cops at his own party.
Yeah, he told that story.
I remember. That was great.
But the Kings kind of did that to themselves, too.
That's not a bad analogy.
Yeah, they called the cops on themselves.
Yeah.
Steve Kerr,
I can't
3
wait.
O'clock.
By the way, don't forget.
3 o'clock.
Bruce Bochy at 4.
Oh, come on.
Nobody's going to get this, but I did not know that.
Yeah. Hey, Mark,
Johnny Carson. Have you ever done the Boach to Boach?
Ooh.
He has.
I thought he has too. Yeah.
I did the Gabe to Gabe. Did I do the Bruce to Bruce?
Oh, you will remember it.
I don't know if I did.
You got to give it a shot today, dude.
Last time we had Bochy, 41-second interview.
Are you kidding me?
Facts.
Yeah. He called
All right, Mark, happy birthday again. Yeah,
he called on his 50th.
It was on my 50th birthday. He was in Nashville.
Oh, okay.
And they were like on their way into a show.
He has some stuff to do.
And he made it very...
He called, though.
But the beauty was, he made it very clear. Like, he was not going to let anyone ask a question. He's just like, I didn't want to be a part of this. Goodbye. Like, it just...
Like Steiny now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you have it.
They got a bag on his shoulder during the call.
They've got the current coach of the Golden State Warriors at 3 and the future manager of the San Francisco Giants at 4.
That's trolling. It's trolling. No, you have to say 95-7 the game.
95-7 the game.
Thank you.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.